Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Mendelson. I've practiced pediatrics for almost 30 years. My wife Lottie and I want to introduce you to this parenting CD-ROM, which we hope will become an invaluable aid to you as parents and prospective parents. Lottie is a pediatric nurse practitioner with a master's degree in nursing education. We have collaborated frequently in the community and nationally, speaking on parenting issues for many years. We have also collaborated in raising our four children.
Hello, I'm Lottie Mendelson. Bob and I have enjoyed assisting in the development of this parenting tool. We're certain you will enjoy it too. We've co-authored a parenting book which has been incorporated, along with other authoritative works, into this parenting CD-ROM.
So, welcome to parenting.
We've always believed that having a baby is the easiest thing we do for what we receive. The benefits and the joys of parenting far outweigh the labors and difficulties along the way.
As you know, parenting begins from the time you decide to have a child. That's why this disc provides you with information about traditional and alternative forms of family building in a sensitive manner. This disc can be a valuable resource even if you are just thinking about conceiving or raising a child.
Parenting is an ongoing process of asking questions and seeking better or different answers and solutions. We want continuous access to as much information and education as possible.
With this as our philosophy, it is our pleasure to personally introduce and welcome you to this unique parenting tool. It's an exciting format that encompasses a wide variety of in-depth resource material on parenting. You have access to any topic of your choice instantly. High-quality photographs throughout the multimedia disc visually explain and enhance the subject matter. This CD-ROM will allow you to actually hear the sounds of beginning language.
Parenting was developed for you, today's new parents. Its purpose is to enhance your parenting skills and knowledge while adding to your self-confidence in caring for your child from birth to age 5.
Knowing there is no single parenting source that will address every situation, we hope parenting will help make your goal to be the best parent you can be a reality.
As helpful as various parenting sources may be, your best resource remains your child's very own pediatrician.
We wish you happy, healthy parenting.
Children have a natural readiness to learn language and usually make their greatest gains between the ages of 2.5 and 5 years. It is more difficult for them to learn language after age 5. Children repeat our behaviors. They imitate adults. Our good language models will help them more than any instructions we give them, and more than correcting their errors. Offer positive, enthusiastic reward for any language attempts, and shape them into correct language forms. At the same time as the child is comprehending or learning to understand language, he is producing speech sounds, expressing himself. Even infants begin expressing themselves. This is where we can easily see the child is greatly enjoying himself. Yeah. From birth to 3 months, the infant coos, repeating vowel sounds and gurgles. By 3 to 4 months, the vocal quality normalizes and the baby vocalizes back when talked to. Between 3 to 6 months, she uses different cries for hunger, pain, etc., and vocalizations show different attitudes, such as pleasure, and in this case, displeasure. By 6 months, she babbles or uses consonant vowel repetitions. By 7 to 8 months, his babbling includes the inflectional patterns of adult speech. By 9 months, the baby imitates sounds.
Hey. Yeah? Huh? Night-night. Night-night.
Night-night. From 9 to 12 months of age, the child babbles monologues when alone, called jargon. The jargon sounds more like adult speech by 15 to 16 months of age. At about 12 months, she says a few first words, though they may not be clear, as this 15-month-old girl saying "saki" for sock as she plays with her shoes and socks.
Saki, yeah.
By 1.5 years, 8 to 10 words are used.
Anna, what's that?
Car.
What's this? What is this? Boat. Anna, what's this?
Plane.
Plane. Anna, what is this?
Monkey.
From 1.5 to 2 years of age, the child puts words together into small sentences and asks 1 to 2 word questions. He also discards jargon. Then comes a vocabulary boom. By 2 years of age, the child uses about 200 words. This increases to 300 to 400 words by 2.5 years, and 2 to 3 word sentences are used.
I eat.
You eat?
Yes.
What do you eat?
Food.
What kind?
Just food.
By age 3 to 3.5, the vocabulary jumps to 1,000 words or more, and sentences incorporate complex grammatical rules, although present tense is often used for past tense, as in this example.
What'd you do on the train?
We ride on it all day long.
You rode on it? Very good. Where'd you go?
We rode around and we saw some blackberries.
It's interesting to note that as the child learns the rules of grammar, she overgeneralizes. For example, she adds ed for all past tense endings, or learns one pronoun and uses it for both sexes and in all sentences. Note this 3-year-old as she uses hers for she.
What does Mommy do at home?
First, wash dishes every time, and then wash dishes every time.
From 3 to 4 years, sentences lengthen to about 4 words.
With car first.
You did?
Yeah.
Where did you go?
I went on the racetrack.
By 5 years of age, he uses adult sentence structure most of the time. However, typical grammar errors still occur, as with this 5-year-old boy who uses ed for some irregular past tense verbs, although others are correct.
Well, what I did is I came outside and two friends played with me, mm-hmm. and they threw the ball to me and I hit it.
By age 6, conversation is even closer to adult speech. However, familial and some other relationships are often confused, as in this example.
Well, Erica is her son, and Uncle Eric is her wife.
Okay. And what are you to her?
Friend.
You're her friend?
Mm-hmm.
Are you related to her?
No.
If she's your aunt, doesn't that make you her... What are you?
I don't know.
Are you her nephew?
Yeah.